The Syrian army makes more headway in the capital Damascus and its suburbs. In Jobar, east of Damascus, Press TV team accompanied the army as it moved forward there. The Syrian army units have gained more ground after killing a number of foreign-backed militants and confiscating their weapons. Also, a hideout for the militants used for making explosives was found near Al-Manasher Square, in which there were poisonous chemical materials in addition to chlorine. On some of them was written, made in Saudi Arabia.
We confiscated various types of materials, such as acetic acid and sodium hydroxide. When mixed together, they create poisonous chemical gases. Armed men fill their mortars and explosives with such materials.
Army troops are carrying out also operations in neighboring Al-Qabun to block the way in front of militants coming to Jobar. A couple of days ago, we found a 400-meter tunnel that links the two districts with Erbin.
Militants burned the bodies of their comrades to hide their identity because a large number of them are non-Syrians. The army also regained control of Al-Musiqa battalion base. Still, it is in the range of insurgents' sniper fire, a fact that makes the area a highly dangerous one. That's why you see us here running for our lives.
According to official sources, more than 60% of Jobar area is under the control of the Syrian army. Army personnel here told us that they will continue operations until clearing all of eastern Al-Ghouta area in Damascus suburbs.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Al-Qabun, northeast of the capital, fierce fighting continues. The army advanced further in the area and secured the municipality building and the school. Several residential buildings were also cleared of armed men. Earlier, the Syrian armed forces took the control of an industrial zone in Al-Qabun that links it with Jobar. Seizing the strategic areas of Berzeh, Qabun, and Jobar means Damascus's northeastern district will be freed as well. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.